Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
I want your restaurant to become the community hub. Here's why. Hey everybody, my name is Ryan Gronfen. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com as well as clickbacon.com. And I want your restaurant to become the community hub because community hubs attract people without too much effort at all. Let me explain what I mean by this and what a community hub is. Think about Facebook for a second. Facebook is a place that people go naturally every day to get all kinds of information, to get information, to share information, to chat with people, to see what's going on in the world. It's become something so natural to them. It's a hub. It's a place where they go to get a lot of other things done. Now, we all know that Facebook charges for advertising, but did they start by charging for advertising or did they build the hub first? Well, we also know the answer to that. They built a hub. They built a community where people come from all over the world at multiple times a day, 1, 2, 10, 100 times a day. And now they have earned the right to charge advertisers to share information with their users. Well, we can think of that the same way with like VRBO and Airbnb and Uber and all these places that are creating hubs for other places to do business. I always had the goal when we built our wine market and bistro to be the community hub. I wanted to be the place where people came, not just for food, but they came to meet people, to make memories, to form connections and bonds. I wanted it to be the place where the mayor would be sitting in one side of the dining room and a business person sitting on the other side, and I could be the conduit, connect them, because I had the relationship with the mayor and I had the relationship with the business person. And maybe I hear them saying, oh, that's the mayor over there. And I say, well, would you like me to introduce you? And I would check with the mayor if it's okay. And then I would introduce them. And now my restaurant became a hub. It became a place where people wanted to be doing business. People wanted to be seen. People wanted to be there. They wanted to be a part of the community. The food was secondary. That was the natural product. But the point is that if all you're doing is building a restaurant, it's too easy to compete with. Some new restaurant opens and takes some of your business. But if you build a community, if you build a hub where people come to meet other people, to make memories, to form bonds, to be a part of the greater community, the food is the easy part. So start thinking about a couple of ways that you could influence this idea and make your restaurant a little bit more of a community hub. What hobbies are you into, and can you invite your friends from those hobbies into your restaurant? Do you have a lot of business connections? Can you do business networking events in your restaurant? Are you a charitable person? What charities can you partnership and invite them in to have their events and their meetings and fundraisers at your restaurant? Restaurants are a lot more than just places to serve food. They're community hubs. The stronger you build a community, the stronger your restaurant will be. I hope you enjoyed this week's training, and I look forward to bringing you another one next week. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep.
No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.